Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is David Cushon, President and Managing Partner of Healthcare IS. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. This is one of our tip podcasts, and today we're going to have a bit of a discussion on how to optimize yourself when looking for a new career online. So with that, let's get straight to the tip. Okay, so for our tip today, I just wanted to bring up some things for people to think about as it relates to how to find a new job, but hopefully a job in the focus of it being a step in a career. You should always have the career goals in mind. A job is a step in your career. Even though we're talking about your career and how to find the next career choice online, specifically we're going to talk a little bit about LinkedIn today because that seems to be the primary source for business job seekers today. We did a blog a while back that referred to a May 2013 issue of Inc. magazine. And specifically on page 24, if you want to look that up online, there was an infographic that talked about how employers are seeking new people today. So I think this is something that's becoming more and more relevant, and that's why we're referring to a blog post that we did quite a while back. The references made in that infographic specifically talked about how, according to Aberdeen Group, 50% of the most successful companies with high retention rates have decreased their investment in job boards over the last year. So some of these sources that have become the traditional online sources, those job boards are actually seeing a decrease in revenue due to a lack of or a lowering of investment by companies who are looking to bring new people aboard. Another reference point made in the article, Bullhorn, which is a staffing industry software tool, did a survey and stated that 98% of recruiters used LinkedIn, 42% used Twitter, and 33% used Facebook to find employees. Now, the flip side of that was that only 38% of employees have used LinkedIn to find work, 34% used Twitter, 52% have used Facebook. In the article, there was no data given about what specific industries these statistics related to. It was more overall. But what I find interesting is the fact that there was also a statistic that overall 98% of recruiters say they use LinkedIn to find employees, but only 38% of employees use LinkedIn to find work. So there's a big imbalance there. What the article didn't discuss was whether or not the percentage of employees using LinkedIn to find work was either on the rise or the decline. You know, the reason I find that interesting is to know where it's trending. You know, if it's been at 38% for quite some time, or maybe if in the past it had been higher than 38%, it could be at that number because employees haven't been getting, or job seekers haven't been getting results using the tool. So we just don't know. It wasn't mentioned in the article. So let's just take an assumption for a minute and say, you know, let's assume that the amount of job seekers that are actually using LinkedIn as a tool is actually increasing. Okay, so what this would mean is that a large percentage of people just have not even adopted the tool at all. And even though 38% of people are using it, it doesn't mean necessarily that they're using it optimally or really using it as a social networking tool. I would venture to say from what I've seen, most people put a profile on LinkedIn. That profile looks very similar to a resume. And they probably receive a number of emails regularly from recruiters of different types, either consulting firms, third-party recruiting firms, internal HR recruiting departments. And if they happen to believe that it's a time for them to consider a change, they'll respond to some of those emails or in-mails on LinkedIn, as they call it, and they'll be in the process of looking at a new career opportunity. So having said that, most people are using it just as a online resume presence where when you're trying to manage your career, you can have a big edge over others that you're competing with, is really be able to use these tools under the guidance or under the premise of the global label that they have, social networking tools. Not just another place to put a resume online. This isn't Monster, a career builder, and just a different place to put that resume there. This is actually a way to create a profile for yourself, have an online presence, putting yourself out on the internet so that people who have an interest in your background can reach out to you. But more importantly, even if you don't have an interest in what they are proposing at this time, these are likely the people to have opportunities for you when the timing is right. So beginning to understand, again, social networking, the networking aspect, it's the same thing online as it used to be to go to a networking function of some sort where you would meet people, start a relationship, see if there would be things that would be mutually beneficial to stay in touch. These are the same things and aspects that you want to be able to adopt online. Making the right connections, staying in touch with people, building some industry contacts can be very easy to do. It can be very easy to just send an email, getting to know somebody, sending some information that may be useful to them in the hopes of building a relationship that you can leverage down the road. People will want to do this with you if you take the time and get to know them and show mutual interest. The biggest challenge I see in people that are managing their careers is they just don't know enough people. And every time they think it's time to make a change, they go online, they look at the jobs that are posted, they decide on, at that moment in time, they'll decide on what's the best job for them. But what they're doing is they're deciding on what's the best job in this 30 to 60 day window that's posted online somewhere that's going to dictate what they do for the next 5 years of their life. That not only affects you professionally, but affects you personally. What you really want to be doing is using these tools to expand your network, building relationships, so that when the time comes that it's in your opinion, the best time to make a change, instead of reaching out to whatever the job ads are online at that time, you're reaching out to a more robust professional network to explore, hopefully at that point, so many more additional options that are made available to you because you've taken the time to meet people online with these tools that are out there that just didn't exist and create so many more avenues than the job seeker had 10, 12 years ago. So hopefully this will just be giving you some things to think about and create some motivation to actually want to learn more about these tools and get involved. So if you've not done more than just put a profile on LinkedIn, one of the things you can do today to start getting involved is reaching out to people or organizations that you think could be mutually beneficial to know. And one of the quick, easy things you can do is try to get connected with Healthcare IS today. We've got a company page on there. We've also have groups that we can discuss in another podcast. So maybe that's something you can put down as a first action step, is to get back on LinkedIn today, connect with Healthcare IS on our company page, look for our Healthcare IS Pharmacy IT and Informatics group, where you'll start to see a lot of interaction with companies and a very passive way to stay in touch and build relationships that will certainly help you down the road. Okay, thanks for tuning into our podcast today. Hopefully you gained a different perspective on how to use some of these online tools, LinkedIn specifically. Feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear any feedback you have in terms of other information you'd like us to discuss or put out here either on our podcasts or on our blogs. Go back to our website at healthcareis.com, specifically the blog, to get our notes from the show if you'd like to have that along with this audio. And also don't forget to reach out to us. We're on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, as well as LinkedIn, as we discussed. Look forward to having you back next time. Thanks.